Bill Zimfer joins us now to talk about the latest on what's happening with the vaccine distribution. Bill, you know, I'm sure you've seen the spikes in Pennsylvania where you are in the Philly area. They're all over the country right now.
Yeah.
And I just saw something from our UAB Infectious Disease Department, Dr. Gene Morazzo there, who was the director, said, look, we could be looking at a tidal wave as far as the cases go, which would overwhelm hospitals. And now they're saying that there could be potential for you to be sent to another hospital if you walk into an ER because of, you know, so much going on right now. These medicines and vaccines can't get here fast enough.
Yeah, but you know as well as anybody, JT, it's not any time to let your guard down, thinking, hey, vaccines are on the way, I can kind of loosen up a little bit. And you don't want to do that. So the thing is that we just, now we're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, a definite light at the end of the tunnel. And if you can just hang on for a while longer, it is coming at breakneck speed. Because yesterday we had that Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices come up with their list of how this should be distributed, and it will be submitted to the CDC. It'll be rubber stamped by Dr. Robert Redfield. And then this is not a mandate, JT. We should point that out. It's recommendations. The final decisions will be up to the individual states, and it comes down to the governor as to how exactly they want to distribute this. But this is what this panel came up with, and they approved it by a vote of 13-1. This is an independent group of scientists, researchers, doctors who looked at everything involved here. And logically, they say the first people to get the vaccine should be healthcare workers who are at risk, those who might be treating COVID patients, those who might be handling infectious materials, and also residents and employees of nursing homes and similar facilities, which have been responsible for 39% of the COVID-19 deaths in this country. So logical, they should be the first. There are approximately 24 million of people in that category in this country. They could be vaccinated by the end of the year. That's where we are right now, that needles will go into arms as soon as we get this emergency use authorization for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. After that, we're talking about phase 1B, which would be essential workers, people like emergency responders, teachers, grocery store workers, food processing plant workers. People like that would be next in line. And phase 1C would involve adults who might have underlying medical conditions and people over age 65. So the way the timeline plays out, JT, every adult over age 18, if everything goes well, should be able to get this vaccine by June at the latest. So
I was just going to say, I saw some reports, as you mentioned, the priority list of who gets them, and it makes sense to me. Absolutely, the people that are, you know, front lines, putting themselves at risk, and obviously their families and others that they have to be around after they leave the front lines. And I mean, they are there for hours upon hours right in the middle of COVID, so I get that. Elderly, you know, and I saw something as well, Bill. If they can take care in preventing nursing home residents from getting COVID, that would take care of half across the country of all of the deaths and hospitalizations. That seems to be the hot pocket. So obviously they'll be pretty close to the front of the line as well.
Oh, sure. That's going to be right up there. And of course, one of the challenges will be right out of the gate to deliver and store these vaccines, because the Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at these ultra cold temperatures. And the government really has done, I think so far, done a great job at putting together the necessary logistics, because they're pulling everything together here, from the military to airlines like American Airlines and United, which will have the ability to ship these vaccines at ultra cold temperatures in they have special containers that can go in cargo holds of planes, all the way to making arrangements with pharmacies like CVS's and Walgreens that'll participate in this as well. So there really is a tremendous effort underway. It's moving at breakneck speed, and like I said, JT, we just have to maintain some of the discipline that we have had for a while longer, because help is on the way.
Well, that Pfizer vaccine they're talking about as far as getting the green light, that's a UK thing. So, you know, and there's been some push from the White House to really get the FDA moving, and some accusations they're not moving fast enough. But, you know, relatively speaking, like you mentioned, I think that, you know, the excuse me, the research, the medical people, FDA, everybody in the clinical trials, the whole process of getting a vaccine to us as far as being able to go get our shots usually takes, I mean, 10 years sometimes.
Years,
so,
yeah.
I mean, this is happening since March when they put the pedal to the metal to get something going here. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think the health community has done a great job with this and moving it forward here. Quick question for you, Bill. My wife and I were talking about this, and my mom as well. Would you jump in line and get that vaccine as soon as it's available for you, or are you kind of one of the people that want to, let's wait and see. I don't know.
No, I would. I would. If I have confidence in the FDA and our national health officials that if they give their approval to it, and we all should be aware that there are some minor side effects that could occur with this vaccine, no, I would be right there.
I'm with you, too. And I told my mom, who's in her 80s, I said, Mom, you're one of the people that should get the vaccine immediately. She goes, I don't know. Yeah. I just want to make sure they've worked all the kinks out. I said, they're not going to risk safety or the efficiency of this vaccine, before you're available to get it. So don't delay, Mom. All right, Bill, thank you for the update. I appreciate you.